Boker Tov Lekulam. Very exciting. A week before Rosh Hashanah. Unfortunately, we are not going to have a Tkiah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, only on the second one. But still, Rosh Hashanah is a very exciting day. Thank you. Something that helps with comfort, but I don't know which one is. Now, the topic that we are going to discuss this morning is really the development of the number of the tkiot that we have. Basically, in the Torah, we have one pasuk. Yom Trua Yiyeh Lachem. Yom Trua. What does it mean exactly? We are going to see. What we do know is that today, the minag in all shuls is to have 100 tkiot. From Trua, from Yom Trua to 100 tkiot, what happened here? Now, the beauty of this mitzvah in terms of really exploring the process is that, like in the world, we know Hashem created the world. Many, many times we just have to believe that it was created about 6,000 years ago. But there are places on earth, you go to Hawaii, you go to an active volcanic, and you see that creation is still going on. And this tells you that it started somewhere and it's going on. It's a beautiful thing to see. And Tkiat Shofar is a prime example how Torah Shebaal Peh is working and continue to work. Ma'amad Har Sinai have not ceased. We are continue. The halacha is continue and developing, of course, with good reasons. And Mitzvah Shofar, which is a mitzvah masit, we are not talking about something, in the ivory tower. This is something that every Jew experiences every year, went through major changes over the generations until it was solidified somehow, I would say 300 years ago. And as my comment going to be, I'm not sure that it's over yet. I think that there is still some process of development. And I hope that everyone got the sheets because it's very important here to follow the sheets. Alan? At the back. Excellent. Big surprise. Tkiat Shofar does not mention in the Torah regarding Rosh Hashanah. We have the term of Trua, Yom Trua, and from there on, we will start to develop our idea. So let's see page number one. What is the source to Tkiat Shofar? The Torah said in Sefer Bamidbar, in the Parsha of Musafin, ובחודש השביעי באחד לחודש, this is obviously Rosh Hashanah, מקרא קודש יהיה לכם, כל מלאכת עבודה לא תעשו, יום תרועה יהיה לכם. They say very blurry. What is Yom Teruah? Not so clear. In the Parasha of Mo'adot, the famous Parasha, in Parashat Emor, we have a second pasuk. דבר אל בני ישראל לאמור, בחודש השביעי באחד לחודש יהיה לכם שבתון, זיכרון תרועה מקרא קודש. Again תרועה, but here is זיכרון תרועה. Just as a comment, the Yerushalmi learns from here that when Rosh Hashanah happened to be on Shabbat like this year, mideoraita, we have not Tkiat Shofar. He argued with the Babli. Mideoraita. Why? He said, one place you say Yom Trua. One place you say Yom Zichron Trua, just to remember Trua. He said, yes. If it happened to be on Shabbat, it's only going to be Zichron Trua. You are not going to have Shofar. If it happened to be on a weekday, it's going to be Yom Trua. You are going to blow the shofar. So according to the Yerushalmi, we don't pasken like this. But according to the Yerushalmi, it's a halacha deoraita that we have no tkiat shofar when Rosh Hashanah happened to be on Shabbos. The third one is ve'avarta shofar trua. Oh, mazel tov. This is the first time that we have the word shofar. Until now, we didn't have it. Ba'chodesh ha'shvi'i, בעשור לחודש ביום הכיפורים. Did you know that there is Tkiat Shofar on Yom Kippur? Of course, it happened only once in 50 years. Let's hope that במהרה בימינו we will hear it. But this happened to be on Yom HaKippurim. That happened to be on Shnat HaYovel. There is Trua, and we have a Trua in Shofar. Chachamim, by the mechanism of Gzei Rashava, learned that since the Torah mentioned Bachodesh HaShvi'i three times, two times about Rosh Hashanah and once about Yom HaKippurim, we take all the halachot applying to one of them. The halachot that are mentioned regarding Rosh Hashanah, we are going to apply in Yom HaKippurim, and I'll explain what exactly it is. And the halachot that apply on Yovel of Yom HaKippurim will be applied also to Rosh Hashanah. So, for example, why can't we have the Tkiat Shofar with a saxophone? Because the Torah said on Yovel, Shofar Trua. We take the shofar and we make it also the instrument of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. What do we have here? By psukim that are talking explicitly about Rosh Hashanah, two psukim. And one pasuk that is talking about Yom HaKippurim, but in Gzei Rashava of Bachodesh HaShvi'i, we unite them and we get three sources talking about Truot, or three Truot, that happened to be Bachodesh HaShvi'i in two times. Every year on Rosh Hashanah, and every 50 years on Shnat HaYovel. Excellent. But what is Trua? What is Trua? This is very general term. We have to go to the Targum Onkelos, that according to Chazal, the Torah itself was given with a Targum. The people forget it. Unkelos brought it back. And he said, "Ubeyarcha shvia, bechad liyarcha, bechad lachodesh, me'ara kadish yelachon." It's going to be a day of Kedusha. Kol avidat pulchan lo ta'avdun. You are not allowed to do any work. Yom yevava yelachon. The translation of Yom Trua is Yom Yevava. Yevava in good Hebrew is crying. This is a day of crying. We know from the famous story about the mother of Sisra, Vateyabev Em Sisra. She was crying. She's standing next to the window, awaiting her son to come back victorious, hopefully, from the war. And apparently when she realized that things are not as she expected to be, she started to cry. Vateyabev em Sisra. This is a Hebrew word that means crying. Well, here we already have a sense of the music tone that Trua is. It's like people cry. It's like people cry. And we just have to see and to record how people are crying and to imitate it by a shofar. So what do we have? Three psukim talking about the fact that we need to produce a sound by a shofar. Remember, we learned it from Yovel. That has to imitate the sound of cry. According to this, it would be enough to come to the shul and to do three truot. And we will fulfill the mitzvah perfectly well. So first of all, let me tell you something very, very important. There is a machloket. I don't have even to tell you that there is a machloket. How many truot are really from the Torah? The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah says, one opinion, and it appears here in the in page number 2 at the top of the page. But first listen to me, because then we are going to go over the Gemara. There is one opinion that really two psukim are from the Torah. One pasuk regarding Rosh Hashanah, one pasuk from Yovel, another one from Divrei Sofrim. According to this opinion, we have to blow the shofar from the Torah. What Moshe Rabbeinu was told on Har Sinai, two truot on Rosh Hashanah. Another opinion, going even further, they say only one is min haTorah. The other two psukim And by the way, what is the one? The one that appears on Yovel. You hear? You get to Rosh Hashanah through here. In Yovel, you have Rosh Hashanah. You have a Gzeira Shava of Bachodesh Hashvi'i, so you know that you have a mitzvah of Tkiat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And the two psukim in Rosh Hashanah themselves come to teach you something completely different. Bayom Hashvi'i means that you can blow shofar only bayom, not at night. The other pasuk serve for another purpose. So we have two opinions, one that only two water the oraita, one that only one tua is the oraita. But, as most of the Rishonim understand, before that there is a long braita that sounds like the three tua the oraita, and that's how we pasken. Our psak halacha, as the Rambam phrase it, as the Rif phrase it, as all the Rishonim phrase it, we hold that mid-deoraita, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu on our Sinai, three truot. Okay, but we know that even when we have truah, it's sandwiched. Tkiah before, tkiah after. How do we know that? It's also deoraita. And here we start to develop the idea of truah from three, yom truah, if we accept that it's really deoraita, all the three, and we are going to jump now to nine tkiot. This is the first time that we triple the minyan of tkiot from the deoraita to nine, from three to nine. How we are going to do it? Listen to the following. The Gemara says, let's see the last source on page number one, please. Tanu Rabbanan minayin shebeshofar, okay? Talmud lomar, v'ha'avarta shofar tru'ah. This is the only time that shofar and tru'ah are mentioned together. And of course the Gemara said, en li ela beyovel. Okay, so this is regarding the yovel, b'rosh Hashanah minayin. Talmud lomar b'chodesh ha'shvi'i. She'en Talmud lomar b'chodesh ha'shvi'i. Every boy knows that Yom HaKippurim happened to be in Chodesh HaShvi'i. Why the Torah spared this word that it's in the Chodesh HaShvi'i? Everyone knows it's 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is in Chodesh HaShvi'i. So why the Torah have to mention that Yom HaKippurim happened to be on Yom HaShvi'i? We know that from other sources. Aha, for Drasha, of course. Uma Talmud lomar b'Chodesh HaShvi'i, sheyu kol tru'ot shel Chodesh HaShvi'i, ze kaze. It comes to this Gzera Shava to apply all the halachot on Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim. And ze kaze of Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim to Rosh Hashanah. Uminayin shepshuta lefaneha. Pshuta means tkiah. How do we know that before the Truah, you have to have the noise of the sound of pshuta, tkiah, which is pashut. It has to be straight line of tkiah. Talmud lomar, ve'avarta shofar tru'a. Ve'avarta shofar. The lashon of ha'avarat shofar is not to take the shofar, but the shofar has to be in a way of ha'avara. When we go from one place, we go it in a certain way, we don't break it, we go straight. And the same way, has to be when we blow the shofar, it has to be one solid sound from the beginning to the end. Ve'ha'avarta shofar tru'ah. So ve'ha'avarta shofar tru'ah. So before the tru'ah, there is ve'ha'avarta, which hints to tki'ah. One second. So we have every tru'ah has to be accompanied before with tki'ah. How many kolot we already have? Three tru'ot mina Torah, but there is no tru'ah. Every tru'ah has to have a companion, which is tekiah. We have six kolot tru'ah, which will be before a company with tekiah. So three kolot, tru'ah, and three tekiot before. We haven't finished yet. Uminayin shepshuta le'achareya. And how do we know that at the end we also supposed to have tekiah? Talmud lomar, ta'aviru shofar b'chol arzechem. Yom tru'ah, there is another pasuk, ta'aviru shofar b'chol arzechem. So the Torah mentioned in another pasuk that after the tru'ah, we need another tkiah. And this is a source to 9 tkiyot min haTorah. The Torah itself, of course, by one of the Yud Gimel Midot shaTorah nidreshet bahem, we learned that the Torah wrote Truah based on the fact that we know that there is no Truah alone. The Truah has to be sandwiched with the Tkiyah before and Tkiyah after, because the Torah mentioned the word Veha'avarta twice, one time before the word Truah and one time after the word Truah. By this we know that we have three Truot. There is no three Truot. When we hear Truah, we know already, oh, Tkiyah before, Tkiyah after. So if we have three Truot mentioned in the Torah, and we know on top of it that every Truah means Tkiyah before and Tkiyah after, then how many Kolot we have? Three Truot, each one accompanied with two Tkiyot before and after. We got the 9 Kolot min haTorah. Min haTorah. At the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, if we accept that the halacha is that three Truot are midoraita, I assume that if we are traveling in time back to Midbar Sinai, Bechad Lachodesh Hashvi, we would hear somewhere, because I'm not sure that they have the same tefillot that we have. This is a different discussion. We heard only 9 tkiot. 9 tkiot. With the mechanism that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught already by Hashem, 13 midot shaTorah nidreshet bahem, we learned 9 tkiot min haTorah. Up to here, is it clear? Perfect. But we have only 9% of what we have today. So wait. The shiur is going to be shorter then. We will get there, Be'ezrat Hashem. So in page number 2, in the middle we have now the next jump of Miteisha Tkiot Leshloshim, which keep more or less the same, like from 3 to 9 is to triple it, and now we even a little bit more than triple it. Okay. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah says, Rabbi Abahu, he was an Amora who lived in a place that is called Caesarea. Anyone was there recently? Beautiful place. They dug it. It just became a beautiful park. Was a very wealthy Roman city, about 20 kilometers south of Haifa. And, you know, it was a trading. There was trading. There was hippodrome. There was apparently gambling over there and things like this. What do you find next? Jewish people are coming and try to prosper with the prosper of the city. And Jews are coming. Immediately, a Torah center is being built. And one of the most important Batei Midrash in Eretz Israel at the time, we are talking about the 3rd century, is the one in Caesarea. You go to Caesarea today, you see the amphitheater, you see the hippodrome. We don't see the Batei Midrash of Rabbi Abahu, of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, and Rabbi Yochanan himself, the great Amora, Rabbi Yochanan. All of them lived in this time, the 2nd and the 3rd generation. And I'll tell you why. Because when Caesarea lost its position, they all moved to the Galilee and built their Beit Midrash in Tveria. So we know that Talmud Yerushalmi was created in Tveria. We know that most of the Chachamim lived in Tveria. Rabbi Yochanan himself said that in Tveria he used to daven in 12 different Batei Midrashot. But the truth is that they arrived to Tveria only after they were a few good years in Caesarea. In any case, Rabbi Abahu changed the history of Tkiot. Atkin Rabbi Abahu beKeisari. This is the next source in the middle of page number 2. Tkia, Shlosha Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. He introduced the Jewish world a new type of Tkia. Until now, we just heard Yom Trua, Yom Yebaba, crying. Rabbi Abahu in Caesarea, many, many years after the Torah was given, introduced a new type of Tkiah. Tkiah, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiah. This is the one that we know in the Sidurim, they say Tashrat. Tkiah, it's Rashi Tevot of Tkiah, Shvarim, And then you say, you cannot say tashashat because you don't know it's tua, so you say, you don't want to mix it with the tkia, I'm sorry, the taf, change to the next letter, reish, which is tua, tkia, tashrat. And the Gemara was very troubled. Why Rabbi Abau had to change something like this? This is very fundamental. This is tkia chofar. What happened until then? So the Gemara says, I understand that there was some confusion over the meaning of Yom Yevava, cry. Because different people cry differently. Some people are crying more, I would say, slowly. Ah, Shvarim, beautiful. There are some people who, under panic, they cry. This is a trua. I can understand it. But what is exactly Shvarim trua? So say the Gemara, Manafshach. What did he have in mind? Iyalu leyalil. If you translate the word Bechi, Yevava, as a panic cry of short voices, then Le'avid Tkia Trua Tkia. So the only sounds I have to hear are Tkia, these short cries of Trua, and another Tkia. Ve'i Ganuchei Ganach. If he translates the word Ganuchei Ganach, Yom Tua, crying, is more long. Shvarim, then this is supposed to be the Tkia. Like Tkia, Shvarim, Tkia. Omeret HaGemara, well, Rabbi Abahu has a suffix. He didn't know what is the real perush of Yom Yevava, Yom Tua. He didn't know if the sound supposed to be like panic crying, short noises, sounds, or longer cries. And therefore, he decided, you know what, I have an idea. We will incorporate it to one tkia, Shvarim Tua. So no matter what, you are going to have the real tkia, the real Tua, sorry. No matter what. And here, he's under severe attack that comes 200 years later. Because Rabbi Avira and Ravina lived 200 years later. And when they apparently already used this tkiot, they started to think, well, one second, we don't fully understand what's going on here. He says as follow. Matkif means a very strong question. V'dilma yelulei have. Maybe the real call is Yelule Yalel. It's the panic cry of very short sounds. V'kamafsik shlosha shvarim ben tua letkia. I'm going to explain this Gemara according to the Ramban. The halacha requires that the sounds are going to be with no hefsek between. You have to hear a series of tua, which means tkia, tua, tkia. If Shvarim is the wrong sound, the Torah never meant this sound, then you are going to ruin the whole idea of Tkia, which based on Tkia, Tua, Yelule Yalil, the short sounds, and now to introduce a sound which is not kosher. This is going to ruin the whole Seder, because it has to be a Seder of Tkia, Tkia, Tua, Tkia. And we know that sometimes, not in our shul, Paul, if the Baal Tokea had a mistake, sometimes we don't repeat just this voice, we have to repeat the whole Seder of Tkia, Tua, Tkia. Why? Because it has to be one unit. So, Tzeh Gemara, this is a very problematic idea to introduce two Tkiot and to say, okay, one for sure is right, because the other one is not. And if one is not, then you ruin the whole sequence of Tkia, Tua, you introduce now a pasul sound and go to Tkia. Sir, you don't solve a problem, you created a problem. So say the Gemara, no, you don't understand. It was not only the sound of Tkia Shvarim Tua Tkia. No. Say the Gemara, the Hadar Avid Tkia Tua Tkia. He introduced another sound, But they did not take the previous sounds. Namely, they said in shul, tkia, trua, tkia. The regular one. And then they introduced the new, the brand new tkia, which is tkia, shvarim trua tkia. So even if one of them is pasul, we already had one which was good, the tkia, trua tkia. Matkifla ravina. Vedilma ganuch again. One second. But maybe the right voice, the right sound, is ganuche ganach, the shvarim, what we call shvarim, which is a more slow cry. Say the Gemara, v'kamavseka tu'a ben shvarim letkia. And you have another problem. Say the Gemara, dehadar avid tkia shvarim tkia. So you do also tkia shvarim tkia, to make sure that if tu'a is the wrong voice, then you don't stop, you don't tune the sequence. So, say the Gemara, la Rabbi Abba, my takin. So what was the takana of Rabbi Abba? Why do we need the takana? You just have to say, in shul, have tkia, shvarim tkia, and also tkia, trua tkia, and this will be enough. No matter what, one of them is right. Say the Gemara, el Rabbi Abba, my atkin, iganu cheganach ha'avdei, yalule yalel ha'avdei, as I said. No matter what, let's say that the shvarim is true. You did shvarim. Let's say that the trua is true. You did trua. So why do you have to introduce a new one? Mesapka le'dilma ganach v'yalil. Say the Gemara, the concern of Rabbi Abba was that maybe people cry in a way that combine the two sounds. They start with a panic one, or actually on the other one, they start with a and then when they understand the loss or the pain, then they start and therefore Rabbi Abbao decided to introduce a new tkia that is going to represent a new type of crying. Ganuche ganach, in other words, shvarim, and right after, it has to be tua. Here, we have a big machloket if it has to be in one neshima, this cry has to be together, or maybe people when they stop from one type of crying, they go to another with some hefsek, and therefore it depends on the minag in the shuls. I'm not going into it, but if you see b'neshima achat shtei neshimot, this is why. We are not sure 100% if it's so and so. Our minag today is that in Meyushav we do it in one neshima, like the shvarim tua are following each other with no hefsek. In the second kiyot of Musaf, we do it with hefsek. Okay. At this point, we have 30 kiyot, which are based on safek minatura. Remember, we have 9 deoraita, we pass this one. But we don't know exactly what is trua. We do know that we need to have 9 kolot of tkia, trua, tkia, 3 times. They give you 9. But here, we introduce to a new problem. What is exactly trua? There are 3 possibilities of trua. It might be shvarim, it might be what we call trua, it might be shvarim trua together. What is the solution in this case? Make all of them. And this way, you for sure, going home happy, you did the tkia, trua tkia, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, no matter what. There are all kinds of questions that you ask in statistic or probability, like you have to make sure you have in a drawer 5 pairs of socks, 1 in white, 2 white, 3 are black. You have to take few of them. And how many you have to take to make sure that you have, for sure, 1 white and 1 black? That's the same idea. It's probability. We know that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Yom Teruah. We don't know exactly what is the Teruah. I have a solution. Let's do all of them. Excellent. By this, we would be set for the mitzvah deoraita of tkiot on Rosh Hashanah. If you heard 30 kolot, and by the way, shvarim tua we consider as 2 kolot, when we say mea tkiot, it's really not mea, but we consider the shvarim and the tua as 2. So what do we have? We have 3 tashat, we have tashat, tkia, shvarim, tkia, we have 3 tkia, trua, tkia, We have three of Tkia, Shvarim Trua Tkia. So we have three times three, nine, another nine of Trua, it's 18. And the Shvarim Trua, we have not nine, but we have actually 12. So it gives you all together 30 Tkiyot Mideoraita. So when you hear or you see 30 Tkiyot Mina Torah, that's the 30 Tkiyot. Now the question is, when exactly are we supposed to do this tkiot? We know that there is a famous rule that a Jew has a mitzvah, he has to do it as early as possible. Zrizin makdivin la mitzvot. Why wait until what? 11, 12 o'clock? Do it right away. Rashi said, when a person wake up in the morning, Yom Trua, he has to take the shofar, say maybe Modeh Ani before, just wash his hands and go to the tkiot. Zrizin makdimin lemitzvot. At least in Shachrit, why to wait until Musaf? The Gemara is telling us a story that it was in Sh'at Ashmad, the going around heard the Jews blowing the shofar. They thought, what is the shofar all about? They know when you blow a shofar, when you want to gather the people. They didn't hear about anything. Apparently the Jews want to rebel. They came to Shul and showed them what does it mean to rebel against the Romans. I guess it was the Romans. And Chazal said, we were very, very concerned about... So they did blow the shofar on Shachrit. They did blow the shofar on Shachrit. But because it was so early in the morning, the Romans misunderstood it. And they thought that it's gathering the people for to rebel against them. So they killed the Jews. So Chachamim saw this is too dangerous. We will move it to Musaf. We will move it to Musaf. And the goyim will see that we are gathering actually for Shachrit. We have a nice davening. We sing songs. Everyone comes. Everyone is peaceful. No one takes knife. Nothing going wrong. So apparently the Tkiyat Shofar in Musaf is part of this service. And from this Yamim of Shmad, which happened to be apparently right after the destruction, I guess, and I don't have time to develop this idea. If you invite me next year, I have a shiur. I think that I found the reason why, what really happened over there. In any case, it moved to Musaf. And it stayed there until today. We blow shofar on Musaf too. And here you have another problem. If we have Tkiyat Shofar on Musaf, why do we need the Tkiyat Shofar before Musaf? Why two? I mean, you do 30 Tkiyot, or in Musaf, or before Musaf. So, manafshach, if the Tkiyot before Musaf are enough, why do you need it after? And if not, if the Tkiyot on Musaf are good enough, why do you need Tkiyot before Musaf? So the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah says a very interesting concept, which requires a shiur by itself. And the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. And this appears in page number 3. Thank you. The first one. And now we jump only a modest jump from 30 to 40. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Lama tuk'in b'Rosh Hashanah. See the Gemara, lama tuk'in Rachman Amar Tiku. What do you mean? The Torah say Tiku. Ela lama merin, merin, say the Gemara, Rachman Amar Zichron Torah. What are you talking about? אלא למה תוקעין ומריעין כשהם יושבים, ותוקעין ומריעין כשהם עומדים. According to most Rishonim, the minhag that we have today is the minhag that comes from the time of the Gemara. Not all of them agree with it. The Baal HaMaor say that, and I'm sure that most of you know, that his reason is that Mapitom, in the time of the Gemara, they did not have this tkia. It was just introduced for people who have to leave shul early because they don't feel well, for children, for women that have to go back home. So this is, somehow this is one opinion in the Rishonim among like 15th, and everyone knows this time. Don't ask me why. Because apparently people like it. But most of the Rishonim explain as follows. At the time of the Gemara already, they have tkiot before Musaf and tkiot through Musaf, like we have. And the Gemara says, why do you need it? 30 tkiot are just enough. So if 30 tkiot are just enough, why to add more tkiot on Musaf? And if the tkiot of Musaf are enough, why do you need the tkiot before Musaf? What's going on here? Say the Gemara.
כדי לערבב את השטן. This is, we don't need this tkiot for the mitzvah of shofar. This serves another concept. לערבב את השטן. I don't have to say, there is a machloket. What exactly does it mean? לערבב את השטן. And since we don't have enough time, let's see Rashi. Rashi is a beautiful pshat, but not wide accepted by the Rishonim. The Rashi said, כדי לערבב שלא יסתים. We know there are bad influences on this day. The Satan doesn't like the fact that Hashem is too close to his people. It's Tkiat Shofar. He tried to mess it up. So what are we doing? כשישמע ישראל מחבבין את המצוות, מסתתמין דבריו. Well, the Satan hears a certain tkiot before Musaf, according to Rashi. He's not too impressed. The Torah told them to blow the shofar. They blow the shofar. But then he's completely surprised. He comes to shul for Musaf. They blow the shofar again. What happened to them? And then he understands something very profound. Am Yisrael does not only fulfill the mitzvot. He loves the mitzvot. Because otherwise, why he has to do it again? Because he loved tkiot so much. And therefore they want to have another opportunity to do tkiat shofar. And then the Satan say to himself, I can't with these people. These people are unique. They not only like do the mitzvot, they love to do the mitzvot. Against love, as we all know, you cannot say anything. Many, many times you see two people, you know, the parents are not happy, this, but it's a love. Against love, you cannot do anything. So the Satan have many complaints. Trust me, over the years, he comes, he fills his books, he comes on Rosh Hashanah, and see that Am Yisrael and Hashem have special relationships. They just love to do mitzvot. What can you do? Against love, you do nothing. So, mistatmin dvarav. Yes, Paul. Oh, excellent question. Of Elamden. Tosfot in Masechet Rosh Hashanah asks the following question. We have a mitzvah of Bal Tosif. You love Hashem. But if you love Hashem and take another mean on the etrog, next to the etrog, it's Isur Deoraita, Bal Tosif. So Tosfot is going to few terutzim. I will say that terutz, the beautiful terutz of Beit HaLevi, because I don't have time to develop it enough, you will just take the end of it. Tkiat Shofar has a new dimension of tefillah. Tkiat Shofar is not only to blowing the shofar. It has to be a kind of tefillah, a very primitive, yet a very profound one. With no words. When we say words, we all sometimes lie. It's not the right impression. Tkiah comes from a very deep, profound point in our heart. Something that no one can change it and can break it and can manipulate it. This is the true sound. And therefore, in Seder Shofarot, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea Kol Tfilat Amo Yisrael, Hu Ma'azin LeKol Shofar. What is Ma'azin LeKol Shofar? What is this to Lehazin? Lehazin means a very careful listening. Because this is a tefillah. It's not only blowing the shofar. In tefillah, there is no Bal Tosif. Tefillah is a heftza. One person will daven 5 minutes, and one person 50 minutes, and the one who daven 50 minutes is not going to be Bal Tosif. It's one heftza of tefillah, but it's an excellent question. This is not the answer of Tosfot. Tosfot go to halachic ground to explain why there is no Bal Tosif. Excellent question. Tosfot had a different one that take us to a time of redemption. And I believe that maybe Tosfot was inspired by the Crusaders and the need for Geula. And he said, you should know that Tkiat Shofar, lebalbel, learev et ha-Satan, because the Satan is so afraid that maybe the final redemption arrived. What is the second set of Tkiot? Who? Maybe the Goel, maybe the Redeemer arrived. So this is learev et ha-Satan. We want to make him shocked and terrified. That's why we have the second set of Tkiot. So, we do know that we have another set of tkiot. We have another set of tkiot. But you might be surprised. We spoke about 30 to 40, but even if you have in Musaf, then you have another set of 30. It's supposed to be 60. Surprise, surprise! If we would go now Really, what I wanted to do, but I didn't have the software, I don't know, I couldn't install it, to show you on Google Earth how the mitzvah of shofar going over four continents. Like a discussion that started, of course, in the Midbar, going to Eretz Israel, Caesarea, and then going to the Balea Tosfot in Europe, then going back, or at the same time, in Kirwan in Morocco, and Pumbedita in Babel. Maybe I'll speak about it. But what I want you to read, very, very interesting, if we would go to a shul in Babel, actually I believe that maybe some Jews will be there this year, American people in Fallujah. Fallujah is apparently the place of the famous yeshiva of Pumbedita. Pumbedita, yeshiva that exists almost 900 years. Pumbedita. This was one of the greatest centers of Torah. Rabbi Kelman, I'll finish in a second. And the Rif, who received all the psakim of the yeshivot in Pumbedita, says as follows. In Tfilat Musaf, when they end the bracha of Malchuyot, they blew the shofar in the following way. Tkia. Shvarim. Tkia. And that's it. They finished the zichronot. They blew the shofar. Tkia. Trua. Tkia. That's it. Not like we do. Tkia, shvarim, tkia, tkia, shvarim, tkia, shvarim, trua, tkia, tkia, shvarim, tkia, tkia, trua, tkia. No. Only one of them. At the end of shofarot, tkia, shvarim, trua, tkia. And they say this was the minag of two yeshivot. The yeshiva of Pumbedita, the one in Fallujah. I wonder if a Jew will daven over there this Rosh Hashanah. And the other yeshiva, by the way, at the time that the Rif wrote this tshuva, it moved from this place, Pumbedita, Fallujah, to Baghdad. The yeshiva of Pumbedita, in the last 50, 60 years, went to Baghdad. This was the end of it. This was the time of Rav Hai Gaon. After him, it moved to Baghdad. And unfortunately, the Rosh Yeshiva, the third Rosh Yeshiva after Rav Hai Gaon, was tortured in front of thousands of people there and was Moser Nafsho al Kiddush Hashem. And this was the end of the Yeshiva of Pumbedita, the famous Yeshiva of Pumbedita. So, say the Rif, this is the common minhag, and you know what? Believe it or not, you are going to see that until 300 or 400 years ago, this was the minhag all over, I would say, the Jewish world, except of some islands in Europe. I will not have enough time to explain why. Let's stop at this point. You will have now to invite me next year to explain how we go from 40 to 100. So we did only 40% this year. And let's summarize it. From the Torah, we see that the Torah just used the term of Yom Tua. By the mechanism of Gzeira Shava, we arrived to the conclusion that we have three Truot, but there is no Truah alone. Every Truah has to be accompanied before and after with a Tkiah, so we got 9 Kolot. Over time, there is such a Tshuva of Rabbi Gaon, I'm telling you, that just for this, I need a whole shiur. This is such a fundamental Tshuva. You have to understand, this presents a very serious problem about the Masoret of Halacha. What does it mean that the third generation of Amoraim had a question, what is exactly Tua? Didn't they see the previous generation? Didn't they see the generation before? What? It's not a new concept. This is something that's going down generation. And pitom, lefeta pitom, 400 years after the Churban of Beit HaMikdash, he scratches his head. What is Tua? What do you mean? This is, ask every boy who never learned, never opened the Talmud, he will tell you what is Shvarim, what is Tua. Rabbi Abahu had this problem. This is a shiur by itself. I think I have an unbelievable chidush. I'm not sure that it's true, but it's unbelievable. Honestly, like when I owe you one, Jay, because when I prepared this shiur, I arrived to this conclusion that really opened my mind about what really happened with this tkiot, but this is for another time. And Rabbi Abahu introduced us, as the Rambam says, the Rambam believed that we had a safek, a real safek. We didn't know what is the right sound of tkia, the right side sound of Torah. And to make sure that we got it, we introduced three types of Torah. Shvarim, what we call Torah, and Shvarim Torah. I don't have to tell you, we are talking about the 10th century, when the fight with the Karaites was in his peak. This presents a major problem. Don't you think so? You know, the Karaites don't have the mitzvah of shofar the way we have it. And this was at a time that the whole fight about Masoret and Torah Shebaal Peh was in its height. This presents a very, very serious question. Do you have Masoret, guys, or you don't? How it happened that you are not sure what Torah is? So maybe it was introduced only recently? That was the claim of the Karaites. And this question was dealt in a completely different two ways by Gdolei Israel of the time. The Rambam here takes the approach, yes, we had a problem, we forgot the real Tkiah. We have to admit it. We don't remember the real Torah, sorry. We don't remember. Rav Hai Gaon fight this notion in an unbelievable way. He can't take such a notion that we forgot something so rooted in our tradition. And he comes with an unbelievable idea. But as I said, it shed light on the way of Minhagim and Masoret. Everyone who read, and I highly recommend to read the piece of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik about the yachas between Halacha and Minhag. This is such a fundamental a responsa of Rav Hai Gaon about this issue that you cannot avoid, and it will give you a new view about the whole itpatchut of Minhagim and the differences between communities and how really Minhag become Halacha, how sometimes Minhag breaks Halacha. But it's not the time. And Rabbi Abahu had to introduce the real Tua by making it Tkiah Shvarim Tkiah, Tkiah Tua Tkiah, Tkiah Shvarim Tua Tkiah. And this was the way from there on to fulfill for sure the mitzvah of the Torah of Yom Tua Yelachim. Rabotai, I'm sorry that I couldn't finish this year. But this is the type of shiur. We start the discussion. You will continue some of it by your own Bedrat Hashem. Hopefully, we'll have another opportunity to complete it. You have the source sheet here that you can go over. It's quite mesudar because it shows you how we got from 40 to 42, from 42 to 60, from 60 to 100. And it's not over yet, as I said. You read the Baal HaMaor, and you see that some Jews, even at the 11th and 12th century, used to go home and to blow the shofar until night, all day long. Yom Tua Yelachem. In any case, Rabotai, this is a very, very special day. It's a Yom Tura, a Yom of crying. We have a lot to cry as a nation, as individuals. And Yehi Ratzon that we all be Nichtavim B'Sefer Chaim Tovim. We, our families, the Jewish community, the world, and large. We need peace in the entire world. Shana Tova, Ktiva V'Chatima Tova.